Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Global stock markets dropped sharply, oil prices fell, and the value of the British currency crashed to a three-decade low after the unprecedented vote for Britain to leave the European Union. We get more now from Mil Arcega.
For those who voted to leave the European Union, the outcome was reason to celebrate. But in financial markets around the world, there was little to cheer about. Speaking to VOA's Jill Maladrino, financial analyst Stephen Kalijian says investors should hang on to their cash until the crisis blows over.
I don't think this is a buying opportunity. I think that this could be the catalyst to something that could last throughout the whole summer.
The uncertainty sent stock prices sharply lower on Wall Street. Analysts say there's no reason to panic yet, but because there is no historic precedence for such an exit, many say financial markets could face continued volatility for weeks, perhaps even months. Mil Arcega, VOA News, Washington.
This week, thousands of Eritreans gathered in Geneva, Switzerland to both support and protest. A new UN report alleging the leaders of the Eritrean government have committed crimes against humanity. Hundreds of Eritrean refugees gathered outside the African Union headquarters in Ethiopia to protest the alleged crimes back home. U.S. military has launched its first airstrikes against the Taliban in Afghanistan since President Obama expanded the authorities under which U.S. troops can attack insurgents. Previously, U.S. commanders were authorized only to use airstrikes to protect American ground forces who were protecting Afghan forces when they were being overrun by the Taliban, or to go after the Islamic State or the remnants of Al-Qaeda. This is VOA News. Fierce fighting has erupted in eastern Afghanistan after militants linked to Islamic State staged coordinated overnight attacks on the Afghan security forces outpost as well as civilian areas. Clashes in Angarhar province left at least 30 militants dead, several others wounded. International Organization for Migration reporting that at least 19 Ethiopian migrants have been found dead from suffocation in a containerized truck. In Zambia, the victims were among 95 Ethiopians being smuggled from Tanzania into Zambia earlier this week. Lisa Schlein reporting from IOM headquarters in Geneva.
The deaths occurred as the victims were being transported by a suspected trafficking syndicate in Chembe District in Luapula province of Zambia. The International Organization for Migration report says they were crammed into the truck carrying bags of beans and groundnuts. IOM spokesman Joel Millman tells VOA this particular incident was widely reported in the Zambian media.
There were almost 100 in the container. You know, happily, most of them survived, but you can just imagine. I think it was last year or 2 years ago, there was an incident of drowned migrants who were being seen eaten by alligators or crocodiles. So we know it's a really tough migrant route, and some of the casualties have been horrific.
Millman says migrants routinely die while being trafficked, but this incident represents the largest number of known migrant deaths. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Pope Francis denounced again the World War I-era mass killings of Armenians by Ottoman Turks as genocide. He did that as he met with Armenia's president.
Rese possibili.
The Pope said this is made possible by twisted racial, ideological, or religious aims that darken the minds of the tormentors. He said even to the point of planning the annihilation of entire peoples. Francis delivered a major speech at the presidential palace in Yerevan after visiting an Armenian cathedral where he urged all Christians to unite to prevent religion from being exploited and manipulated. President Obama spoke at the Global Economic Summit at Stanford University in California, urging young entrepreneurs to expand and broaden the benefits of the world's interconnected nature. Mr. Obama told the young innovators that the world has shrunk and it is interconnected. He said innovators are catalyzing and accelerating that interconnection despite its challenges and the fears it awakens. Get more news at voanews.com and on our VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.